Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. David said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." In life, you either dwell in the secret place of the Most High or you operate in the secret court of the powers of darkness. Someone may say, "But I'm not in any secret occult." Well, there are only two kingdoms on earth as far as God is concerned: the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of light, or the kingdom of the devil, which is the kingdom of darkness. Each one of us is in one of them, whether we are conscious of it or active in it or not. TPGF members, we have chosen the secret place of the Most High God. So, connect effectively well with this altar as you wake up daily. Subscribe also to the Turning Point Prayer Booklet for the day's Bible study, pray the day's prayer, and follow the guideline in reading the entire Bible through once a year. It will help us to grow and deeply spiritually. My desires for all TPGF members and listeners of Turning Point is to be spiritually strong. And by the grace of God, you will. Welcome also to Saturday, day 6 in April 2024. Day 6 is man's day. For on the sixth day in creation, man made man in his own image and after his own likeness to be in charge of all his creation. He gave man the power of rulership and dominion. Please open your hand and heart to let me use this in today's prayers and prophetic blessings to your life. Be responding with amen. I receive it. I prophesy to everyone's lives. This day you shall enjoy the fruit of your labor. Luke chapter 10 verse 7 says, "For the laborer is worthy of his hire. You shall not work for another man to eat. You will not labor for somebody else to enjoy. You will enjoy the reward of your labor. And also you will leave a good inheritance for your children's children. You are here for a long time. Someone listening to me now, you dreamt of your own death or your spouse's or parents' death. In Jesus' name, I cancel that evil dream. It shall not happen. You shall live long and live well." TPGF members and listeners of Turning Point, you will not know your children's grave. Say amen. Or say amen to that prayer. Say, "I receive it." Yes, your children will grow up doing great and heroic things, occupying good positions in life while you are still alive, strong, and well. Who is this? Someone is enjoying what you should be enjoying and what your children should be enjoying or your business should be enjoying. Someone is getting it when it is you that shall be getting it. Someone is getting what you'll be getting. Someone is sitting where you should be sitting on your seat. If that is you or any of your loved ones or your children, open your hand, stand in the gap for them. Such a usurper, such a trespasser shall be unseated. God that removed Queen Vashti for Esther to occupy the throne shall unseat those sitting on your seat, the throne, those that are occupying your throne or your children's throne. Answers to this prayer shall come within the next 14 days in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Please, listeners, prepare your communion element. We shall climax today's ministration with communion. Let's do some warfare prayers. These are your prayers. I'm only leading you in saying them and also teaching us how to use scriptures in praying. This is how to pray for God to hear and to give us answers. Answers from God comes when you pray the right prayer. Use his words to pray to him. First prayer today is from Psalm 84 verse 7. They go from strength to strength, everyone appearing in Zion before the Lord. Pray with all your heart and say, "O God, increase my strength to go from level to level. Make me stronger spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, and intellectually. I shall not be weak. I shall not faint. Give me grace and power to soar like the eagles. Keep my life and destiny moving forward nonstop. I prophesy against obstacles and obstructions on my way forward. be removed by fire. My road is clear and my way is fine and free in Jesus' name. Yes, so shall it be. Next prayer, Psalm 105, verse 24. And he increases his people greatly and make them strong, stronger than their enemies. Wow, that is for you. Pray this prayer with all your strength. It is a prayer that God will answer. Say, oh God, I claim Psalm 105, verse 24 as my own portion for myself and my entire household. Increase me greatly. Increase me on all sides. Your word says in Psalm 115, verse 14, you shall increase me in more and more, myself and my children, my business and my outfit, by your anointing. Make me superior to my adversaries. Make me superior to all that are in opposition to me. Make me stronger spiritually, physically, financially, and materially than them all. I prophesy to all my projects, all my programs, all my assignments. I prophesy to my career and my ministry. Rise higher, move faster, be on the rise, be on the increase, forward ever, backward never. I have a mandate to rule and reign on earth. That is my portion in Christ. I claim it in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, receive it. All listeners, receive it. Next prayer will come from Daniel chapter 2, verse 19. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. This is so powerful. This is a prayer that God will answer. Pray it with strength. Say, oh God of heaven, all secrets belong to you. Show me the secrets of all the assignments before me. Show me the secrets of all my adversaries and of all my enemies and all my oppositions. Open my eyes. Open my spirit man. Let me see and let me know. Whoever and whatever is behind these unending battles, reveal them to me, O God, and lead me to victory. Anoint my spirit man to connect to the Holy Spirit, to see and to know things. I shall not be left in the dark. I shall not be left, things shall not be hidden from me. Nothing shall be obscure for me. Show me things before they happen. Oh Lord, show me things before they happen and give me solution to them all. Let it be open before me. Make me a living surprise before them all. I believe it, I claim it, I confess it, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Yes, put your hand on your face. Wipe your face 3 times. I prophesy, nothing shall be hidden for you anymore. God will make you know things in a way beyond your own comprehension in Jesus' name. It will become a living surprise to your generation. He will reveal the secret of your enemies to you. Next, we are praying with Psalm 121, verse 2. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. Verse 3 says, he will not suffer my foot to be moved. Pray it with passion. Say, O Lord, my God, heaven, my source comes from you. You are my real source. Send help for me from your heavenly throne. Send help to my life. Send help to my children. My life and destiny must not suffer lack. Help and assistance are from you. Send them to my life, O God. Send them to my business, O God. Send them to me in this country. I will enjoy your unfailing help. I will enjoy your support all the time. Thank you in advance for sending your daily help to me. I receive it in Jesus' name. All say amen. I receive it. Yes, you shall not lack help and assistance that you need. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let them also pray these prayers and see the wonders of God. Now, as announced yesterday, TPGF UK conference is now fixed. TPGF members and Turning Point listeners and all ministers of the gospel in United Kingdom, in Europe, in America, and all over the world, pray, plan, and prepare to attend this conference, the maiden edition in United Kingdom. on Friday and Saturday, June 21 and 22. Friday, June 21, 5 to 9 p.m. TPGF Conference. Saturday, June 22, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. TPGF Conference, and 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Ministers Conference. All ministers in the fivefold ministries, it is interdenominational. It is for all. TPGF members in Nigeria, in Africa, and all over the world, inform, encourage, and mobilize all your people in UK and Europe to attend this conference. All those that you have been sending Turning Point to every day, say, let them come and meet me personally for prayer and for counseling. Venue is St. George's Church Hall, Church Street, Gravesend, DA1105D5. Nearest at train station, Gravesend. Nearby hotels, Travel Lodge and Premier Inn, all in Kent, Gravesend. Please Google, go online and find out details. Conference is free, but registration is required so that we can plan for logistics. Send an SMS, a chat, or a call of registration to these two lines. Pastor Franklin on +44 795 6504 3536 and Pastor Adeola on +44 74 31 28 401. Do your registration. It is important that you register so that we can make adequate plans to receive you. I'm coming with a team. It will be a heaven on earth. Don't miss TPGF UK conference coming up on June 21 and 22. Now, take your communion and let me bless your communion. I pronounce the communion blessed. Communion is for dominion. As you eat the symbol of his flesh and you drink the symbol of his blood, no evil will hide in your body anymore. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you are totally healed. Every other thing you connect this dominion to shall become your testimonies. Pray more on it, and when you are done, eat and drink, giving glory to God. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, your vow, and the 444 seed we are sowing and adding this month, all in the diaspora, doing your own currency, use the PayPal information all over the world. Do so. God that sees you in secret will reward you openly. Tithe paying, personal and corporate tithing, and all the seed we are sowing are our covenant work with God. As long as we are alive, we'll keep doing it so that his kingdom can keep increasing and his heaven can keep opening over us. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and prosper and do well. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a wonderful day. Bye.